Hey there, Patriots. I am so glad you have joined with me. I have one of my good friends here. This is Cynthia. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Melissa. Honored to be on here.
Thank you. I'm so glad. We've been friends for a good long time. She's been in this battle for a very long time. And so I asked her if she would come on and tell her experience with Ibogaine. You guys know I've shared this over on the social media. This is for those who have experienced terrible PTSD, specifically for our vets. But this is something that we've had several conversations, Cynthia and I have, and this was something that she felt the need to get help on this. And so I wanted her to tell her story and also about how important it is about what President Trump is doing. So hey, I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad. I'll just spoiler alert: she's doing better. So tell us
So,
as much or as little as you want to tell us.
okay, well, I come from a really bad childhood. Like, it's any practitioner, I'm usually one of their two worst cases. But I grew up in Brazil and Argentina. I'm American. My dad was transferred when I was 2 years old to Buenos Aires, Argentina. And so I experienced the terrorism in 1975 and the bombs and the tanks and all that stuff. And then at that point, we went to move to Brazil because it was safer. And my dad would travel and he'd be gone a month and he'd, be back a month. And of course, when he was back, it was awful. But I was being abused in every way you can imagine. And the only way out was to die. But I was, I guess, fortunate. My mom said if I killed myself, I'd go to hell. And I was already in hell. So I was like, at least I have a chance out of hell if I don't. But if I make it an accident, maybe I can get out of it, And
It
I
must have been
figured
really, really bad. And
it was
I'm
really
not
bad.
asking you to go
Really bad.
into details, but yeah. And
It was
so,
bad.
yeah.
It was bad.
And then as you grew
So,
older, it the
well, the
memories.
way, well, the way I was one of those kids that cut and did things to self-punish. That's how I coped. And ultimately, my parents got scared enough, and I was put in a boarding school for a year. And I had a therapist. She wasn't very effective, but she was better than being at home. And then I went back to Brazil, and the abuse had stopped. But I was plagued with it. Like, I was just tormented, just constantly
It was
tormented. And
constantly re replaying it in your mind.
I just felt damaged. I felt horrible. I felt ruined. I felt my soul, I felt like my soul was stolen. I felt like I would always describe it as my dad killed my soul. And that's a weird way for an 18, 19, 20-year-old to describe this. But I was very self-destructive. I would hurt myself all the time because that's how I coped with the feelings, the anger. I felt like I was ruined. I was a bad person. I had incorporated all of that. And I ultimately inherited a wonderful therapist that the lady I was seeing decided to quit being a therapist one session before she took over. Like, who does that, right? But this therapist, I thought, could read my mind. So she would put into words what I couldn't verbalize. I was with her for 30 years. She literally raised me. Like, I saw her from 21 and throughout my kids' lives. And then I was in a group therapy for 5 years, and I got better and better and better because I wanted to get better. But unfortunately, they put me on psych meds because that was the only way to keep me safe. So I ended up on psych meds, which I hated because I was always into health food and stuff, because that's how South America is. That's how other countries are. They are into healthier food. And so I was on these psych meds, and I got it down to two, where I only had to take two. And I had kids, and I luckily, stuck to my therapist, so I didn't screw them up. I would like always consult, and I was a good apologizer. So like, if I did mess up, I would always repair. I did good repair work.
That's awesome.
But I always had this, so I finally wasn't depressed on this medley of medications, and then I was on five, and I finally cut it down to two, and then I cut it down to half of each dose, but I couldn't get off. And then I learned, and then I started podcasting. And as I started podcasting, it was almost like I walked through a lot of the abuse and was able to hear it and not get triggered anymore. So it was like almost like a healing thing, but it was calling
Really?
from, Yeah, it was a calling from God to podcast. And I had to walk through the darkest stuff. And but I'd also done like three church retreats, so I feel really connected to God all the time. And so I really hear him. And anyway, when I heard, so when all my medications, and I have to compound everything because I have food allergies, so they're really expensive. And when finally it tripled, one of them tripled, I said, that's it. I am getting off. I don't care what happens. And this was June of 24. So I started titrating down in capsule form. And by December, I was depressed. I remember telling you, I'm just
Right,
depressed. And
right.
I was trying amino acids. And my husband's like, I'm getting worried. And I'm like, don't worry. But I'm not going back on these things. I'm going to get off. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to figure this out. And I was in a
Wow.
lot of pain because when you detox, it causes so much physical pain. And
Wow.
so then I learned about peptides, and that was March. I started on March 30th, and I started doing the intranasals. I started doing the injectables too, but and I then I did the intranasals, and then I did a tesofensine, which was really good for serotonin and dopamine. And I was riding my bike, and I started riding my bike 2 to 4 hours a day because I'd rather ride my bike depressed than sit around depressed. And somehow I got through my podcast depressed. And sometimes I just didn't go live. I just said, I'm sorry, guys, you're going to have to bear with me here. But I started having a lot of emotions again about the memories, especially the ones with my dad. And so I would have this hatred and
Right.
anger. And I was like, I don't want to hate him. I don't want to live like this. I
Right.
don't want to hate him. I don't want this to have
Right.
power because it means I didn't completely process it.
Right.
But I wasn't depressed anymore, except when I did parasite cleanses. When I did parasite cleanses, I
Interesting.
hit 12 and 13-day depressions after.
Wow.
And what it told me is that and I've learned our neurotransmitters are in our gut. And that told me that a lot of depression is also connected to parasites. Because I was not depressed. I'd do the parasite cleanse, I'd get depressed for 14 days. So that was really interesting. And then when I heard about Ibogaine, it was January of 24, no, 25. I also had someone tell me to watch How to Change Your Mind on Netflix. And they go over psilocybin, they go over MDMA. And I almost did MDMA, but that kind of fell through. And then they went over peyote and LSD. And it's all about healing trauma and depression. But when I saw that Joe Rogan one, it was like I knew that was it.
Are
I
these
knew that
all the ones you just mentioned? Are they
these
all
are all plant
psychedelics?
medicine. Yes.
They're plant medicines, but really
Yes,
psych what
they
they call
are all.
psychedelics. And so just so you know, if you guys aren't familiar with Ibogaine, it's a psychedelic. So kind of like an LSD, for that matter, if you've never heard of the psychedelics. And so but God has them on this earth for a reason, to help people who have experienced extreme trauma like Cynthia has, as well as our vets. So go ahead.
And unfortunately, they used LSD in the wrong way.
Right. It's
So when
right.
don't give all of them a bad rap. It's
Exactly.
because they chose to use that one to hurt people.
Exactly.
And you can use these plant medicines to hurt people if you're not with the right people. So you really don't just want to go do it with anybody because there are some bad people in this space. So you want to be careful where you go. You really want to have a
Exactly.
referral
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
know
Yeah.
who
Yeah.
you're talking to.
Yeah. Right.
But I knew Ibogaine was my medicine, and they say that the plant medicine will call you because there's a lot of people that have done ayahuasca, and they get called by that medicine. And I wasn't called by ayahuasca. One day I may be, but I'm curious about it. But Ibogaine, I knew was calling me, and I knew that was my answer to heal the depression that was physical, because that's what it does. It heals your body. And heal the trauma
Right. And
that
from
I had
what,
been
as far as healing, there's the physiological part of it. From what I understand, there's literally, when someone experiences this extreme trauma, there's brain matter, or the coating, I guess, of your brain, between your brain and your skull, it gets thinned. It's
really.
not as thick as it's supposed to be, and so the Ibogaine helps it to restore to what it should be. And so that makes sense to me, that it would be, firing all these neurons, whatever, and messages in your brain that you can't control, if that matter has been thinned. For for whatever reason, maybe through some physiological thing, some or some emotional thing. So I want to show everybody this, and I'll definitely make sure to have the link for this on the video, so you can see what this is about. This is President Trump with the Ibogaine team, basically, because basically what happened was that President Trump found out about Ibogaine through Joe Rogan, who found out about it through Rick Perry, the former Texas governor, who found out about it through Brian Hubbard. And so this is this man right here, Brian Hubbard. And so President Trump knew that this was going to be very beneficial. And so they have fast-tracked the approval of the Ibogaine. Now, it's currently not available in America, but it is available in other countries. Am I right? Okay, so that's the situation. All right, so here I just want you to see this. He's fast-tracked this, fast-track the fast-track. So Trump orders the FDA to fast-track the breakthrough on psychedelic therapies. Flanked by Joe Rogan and RFK, President Trump announced an executive order directing the FDA to expedite the review of certain psychedelics already designated as breakthrough therapy drugs. He said the treatments are in advanced clinical trials to ensure safety and effectiveness, adding that a long-running research will finally move forward under his administration. So excited about this, helping. Because we have Joe Rogan is, you know, talks a lot about the suicide rates of the vets, and it's got to stop. And so that's how he came into this. The order aims to cut bureaucratic hurdles, improving data sharing between the FDA and the Department of Veteran Affairs, and fast track rescheduling of any psychedelic drugs that receive FDA approval, which Trump said could have a tremendous impact of if results match the expectations. I wanted you to see, okay, that this whole this link that I'm going to make sure you have, it is going to have four different parts to it. And so here it's talking about the suffering of the vets, talking about all the depression and the from this traumatic brain injury and the anxiety and the addiction. But I want you to hear this one right here is where I think it's Macris, that's whatever his name is, he's speaking on that one. But I want you to hear what maybe it's on this one that that Brian Hubbard had to say. I think it's on this one. Check it out. Oh, this is Joe Rogan.
I want to tell everybody how this happened. I sent President Trump some information. We have a gigantic opiate problem in this country, obviously. In 2024, more than 80,000 people died of
Are we supposed to hear
overdoses.
sound?
It's a horrible number. And there's more than 5 million people that are addicted to opiates right now in this country. With one dose of Ibogaine, more than 80% of people are free of that addiction. With two doses, it's more than 90%. I sent him that information. The text message came back, "Sounds great. Do you want FDA approval? Let's do it." It was literally that quick. These drugs are illegal not because they're harmful. They're illegal because of the 1970 Controlled Substances Act that was passed by the Richard Nixon administration.
Okay, so I'm sorry. For some reason, you're not hearing it, but it's actually recording it, so it'll be okay for the video. But so Joe Rogan is just talking about how after one treatment, I can't remember the exact number, but most of the people are healed, and then after the second treatment, just like 99.9% of the people are healed. And so yeah, and so he's talking about that it's not that they are not approved because of their danger. It's just that, you know, this needs to be pushed into the forefront like President Trump has done. So here you've told us your history, and then you got to the point where you said, "I want to go and give this a try, the
It's
Ibogaine. Let's try it." And so you found a way to get this treatment, and you know, legally. And so then, so tell us what happened.
So I didn't want to go through that depression anymore. I was like, I need to heal this depression, and I don't want this hatred, and I don't want this anger, and I don't want to be feeling the feelings of just how traumatic it was just all those years. And so I was really scared. I'll have to say I
I
was really
remember we
scared.
talked that day. Yeah.
Different people see different things. And I knew about this one guy's experience, and you know, now he saw past and future, you know,
Wow.
events. But and there are some memories that I don't have access to that I am afraid of, but I want those memories. So I am going to do it
Well, I
again
think
because
all in God's time because.
well, what did they say is that the plant will not re-traumatize you. The plant
Wow.
is only going to let you see. They're very spiritual plants. It's only going to let you see what you're ready for.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I remember, and
And
you said something about when you go down there, you actually go and you like go to sleep or whatever, and
well,
you're
no, you
resting.
don't sleep. You're actually, so they do tests. They make sure that your heart's good, and you have to get tested beforehand. You have to do an EKG, and you have to do a liver test. And then they monitor you before they're, as they give you, increase the dose, they're monitoring your heart. And but by the time it was like I had the full dose, that was it. It was 14 hours. Like it was 14 hours of being awake and psychedelic and seeing things and reliving. I did relive, but from like not in it, but I did feel it. I did feel my
Wow.
memory.
Wow.
And I did
Because
feel,
it's up there in our minds.
yeah,
It
I
maybe it's
felt the
suppressed.
intensity. I felt the intensity of
Oh.
wanting to die and get out of the situation, that that was the only way out that I could
Wow.
see at 15 and 16.
Wow.
And it was sad, but it wasn't debilitating. It wasn't like you can't handle the memories, right?
Right.
And so it was like, there was a lot of other stuff that I don't remember, but it would not let me see the memories that I was afraid of. It would not let me see them. Like I could see that the plant was not going to let me see it. It's really amazing.
Wow.
It's really amazing.
Wow.
And you can't walk. They have to walk you to the bathroom. And the next day, your head feels like it's going to explode. So you
Not
just feel,
pain, not pain.
no, it's just heavy, really heavy. Your
Okay.
head feels
Wow.
really. And
Really?
so, yeah. And so you sleep it off as much as you. So I slept most of the next day. And then I was kind of like, and they describe it online as a gray zone. You're not sure what you're feeling. You're just kind of in this. And then that's when I did the Bufo. And the
I don't, okay,
Bufo,
what's that? Yeah.
that's 5-MeO-DMT. A lot of these places do 5-MeO-DMT, and it kind of helps reset the serotonin and stuff. And a lot of people, they said they'll scream because they feel like they're dying, but it's because they're afraid. But I wasn't afraid. I was just fully ready to. It's like you feel like you're connecting to Jesus, God, whatever. Like you feel like you're just going into this black pit. And but I was ready for it. So I mean, I was ready for total submission of whatever I was
Right.
gonna learn and heal and see and whatever. So for
Right,
me, it was
right,
wonderful.
right.
So it's really your state of mind when you're doing it.
This is not your first day at the fair. This is you've been fighting this for a long time. You wanted to get this healing.
I wanted to heal. I've done everything. I've done everything. I've done 6 homeless retreats, 5 church retreats, 30 years of
Right.
therapy, and 5 years of group
Right.
therapy.
Hello.
I'm not an alcoholic, and I don't have substance abuse problems. And I got off all the meds. You have to be off the meds. I was ready. I was ready for
Oh,
full
really? You
healing.
have to be off the meds.
You
Okay,
have to
that's a
be
good
off
point.
all meds.
Okay.
And that's why I knew. That's why when I finally got off, I was going to try MDMA, and that fell through. But you cannot be on meds on
Okay.
any of these things.
Okay.
So you have to work with a naturopathic doctor to help you get off,
Okay.
or at least do it the way I did it, which was very slow. I did it myself, but I did
Okay.
it very slow because I'm very in tune with, okay, is that too much? No, I better go up a little bit.
Right,
And
right,
I mean,
right, right, right.
I'm real controlled about it, but
So then you felt after you took the treatment and you're in this gray zone, what does that feel like?
it just feels like it's not depression. It's not. You're just not sure what to feel. It's kind of like this limbo state. It was a
Okay.
very, like a real limbo
And that
state.
lasts
But I
for.
was hopeful. I was hopeful.
Okay, that's good.
So that was for like 48 hours because I did 5-MeO-DMT the next day. And then by 3 days later, I woke up really happy,
I remember
just
you
mentally
texting me, or I texted you.
happy. And
Somehow
I was like,
I was so happy
I
to hear
have
that.
never felt this happy. This is crazy.
Wow. I
And so
wonder
I.
if it's t if that takes I, and you can find out maybe and tell me next time we talk if that's the if it takes that while long to like thicken what do you call that
The
coating
brain.
on the brain if
Oh
it's
no.
restoring if that's what so it
Well,
takes.
the plant is restoring your brain for 3 to 6 months after. It's
Yeah.
continuing to heal.
Yes. And I
So,
think that might be
and
that coating.
I had 2 head injuries from being hit on my bike. So I also had head injuries. And so I know that it was healing that as well. And Rick Perry talks about his brain going from a 72-year-old to a 40-year-old. He now has the brain of a 40-year-old.
Wow. And then Brian Hubbard said of that similar thing. He
Yeah.
wanted to test it himself. And I wanted to play a video. I'm going to have to grab that link and put it in this video because when you hear him speak, he's just a very, very unique individual. You can tell he's really connected and on it. And so I think that's what's really exciting. So the biggest
And you
thing I
talked about the spirituality. Now, so
Yes.
the only other thing I want to make sure to say is
Yes.
that it's not, it's like one of the things that they're not really coming out and saying is that in that 3 to 6 month period afterwards, you're in an integration state. So you're really having to process a lot of emotions. So I'll go from being like when I ride my bike, the colors are brighter, I'm happier, the
Wow.
music is more vibrant, you know, everything's more
Wow.
vibrant and everything's, I feel I'm in the moment now. So I don't know if anyone's ever done THC. Like I had to start doing THC drinks because they were saying alcohol was causing depression. I was like, ew, but that's gonna make me paranoid. Well, it didn't, but what would happen on a THC drink is I would end up really listening to people, like hyper listening and not talking very much, but listening.
Okay.
And then my husband would say, well, you're not talking. And I'm like, but I'm listening to every word you're saying. Well, that's a permanent state now. I can be anywhere and I'm just really dialed in, tuned in to listening to people. And everything's like so much more alive. And I'm with people present in the
That's
moment
so
now.
great.
Whereas, and like, I don't have a need to talk about myself or anything. It's
Well,
like I'm
the thing that
more
I
dialed in.
see is that, you would, you were on a roller coaster before. That you just could not get off that roller coaster. You would come up and you would be great, and then you would take this nosedive. And it was really deep up and really deep down. And it was you were tough because even in the middle of this dark, dark spot, you were just hanging in there. So, that's the thing that's you don't have that anymore. Maybe you have little divots, little
Like
dips.
just little sadness, but I know that. So what's happened is I've been able to cry now and feel sad about it. I don't feel the anger and the hatred.
That's huge.
I don't feel the trauma of the abuse, but I feel a sadness for the person that went through that. Whereas before, I didn't hate myself anymore,
That's huge.
but I didn't feel a sadness for what I went through. It was like, well, you know, I'm strong enough, whatever. Now it's like you have to feel the sadness. And I've been really researching it. And in order to heal completely, you have to grieve. So I have to grieve that my parents didn't protect me.
Right.
I have to grieve that my dad would think it was okay to abuse me in all those different ways, you know.
And yeah, and so it, yes, and you've beaten the odds, which is remarkable. And I know the Lord is going to, which we've talked about before, that the Lord will use this for good to help other people. And that's the whole reason we're doing this show is that, maybe you guys, some of you out there know people who are struggling. And just, I think this is something definitely to look into. To help someone recover from this PTSD. And so I wanted to give Cynthia time after she had this treatment to see how, over, it's been 2 months now, right? Something like that.
I think it's been 6 weeks. It was
Okay,
like
all right.
April
All right. So
1st.
we're somewhere in there. And so give you enough time to experience that. And so I want you to come back on and tell us more as time goes on, but I think it's really so important. So I want you guys to do if you feel like this is something that would help someone you know or love. I want you to reach out to Cynthia. It's a Facebook TCPQ, and I'll make sure you have the link to that, everybody, so you can go to connect with her there, as well as you want to tell everybody about this channel
Yeah,
right
so
here.
if you want to learn more about Ibogaine, this is a group where people are talking about their experiences and people are coming in and asking because they've got relatives that, you know, need it or want it or want to find it or pe they themselves. I was so sad. There was a 70-year-old that was like, you know, I got sexually assaulted by my dad and I'm 70 years old and I'm still
Wow.
not over it and I'm
Wow.
really suffering. I'm like going, oh my God, because I'm
Ugh.
64, you know, but I've done a lot of work, and even doing a lot of work, it doesn't leave. It really doesn't go away. And that's something, if people can have any compassion for people going that have had these experiences, just know it doesn't go away. It just doesn't, no
But the
matter what.
Ibogaine you feel
Yeah,
is a
it
huge
healed it. It healed it.
healer.
It
Yeah,
healed
and
it. It
that's why
healed
Brian
depression.
Hubbard has worked tirelessly to try to get this accomplished, and for him to connect with Rick Perry and then with Ed, Joe Rogan, and now with President Trump, that was fast track right there. And so I really, to be honest, I haven't looked into it in the past few days to see, where it is on that fast track. But that's the golden age. We're going to have everyone healed. We really are. So I will make sure that you have this one also. But Ibogaine and Beyond is the name of this group, Spirit and Science Forum. So I'm really so thankful for this treatment, and I'm really thankful for that you're doing better and not on that roller coaster ride. That's a, you know, that was not easy, not at all. Is there
I'm more
anything else you want to
peaceful.
tell before we go?
Just more peaceful, I'm just more peaceful.
That's so great.
It's such a God plant. I mean, it's
That's amazing.
an amazing plant.
Yes, I'm so glad that for those people who've worked so hard to get this out there to help people, and I just hope that the Lord will use this video to help others. So definitely like and share and subscribe. Let's make sure to share this information so this can help others. Okay, you guys, definitely do that. And if you're not familiar with my work, go to melissaredpill.com. That's my channel with all of the videos that I have, and the various links to my social media. And so we're sharing lots of different things on, and we have a specific health page, and we're just seeing people healing all over. This is what the golden age is about. The golden age of health, golden age of abundance, golden age of unity. And so just everybody hang in there, because it's coming. It's fast approaching. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for the healing that we are receiving now. Thank you for how Cynthia is doing so much better. Thank you for Brian Hubbard and all and his wonderful team, and our wonderful president who's fast tracking this. And we just pray that you'll just help everyone who has been suffering to be able to feel better and feel hopeful, like Cynthia was saying, feel that they don't have to live that in that dark place anymore, and that they can and enjoy their lives that you've given them. So we trust that you are in control, and that you're going to see all of us through to these amazing, bright, beautiful days. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. My girl, I'm so glad that you joined with me. Thank you for doing this. I know it's probably not easy to do this, but I just know that you do it because you know it's going to help someone else. Anything else?
I think that's it for now.
Okay. All right. All right. That sounds good. Okay, guys, I just want to share this with you guys, and I will talk to you later.